The Star Child to Miss Margaret Tennant, Mrs. Asquith, by Oscar Wilde, narrated by Ray Ritchie. Once upon a time, two poor woodcutters were making their way home through a great pine forest. It was winter and a night of bitter cold. The snow lay thick about the ground and upon the branches of the trees. The frost kept snapping the little twigs on either side of them as they passed. And when they came to the mountain torrent, she was hanging motionless in the air, for the Ice King had kissed her. So cold was it that even the animals and the birds did not know what to make of it. "Ugh," snarled the wolf as he limped through the brushwood with his tail between his legs. "This is perfectly monstrous weather. Why doesn't the government look to it?" "Wheat, wheat, wheat," twittered the green linnets. "The old earth is dead, and they've laid her out in her white shroud."
"The earth is going to be married, and this is her bridal dress," whispered the turtle doves to each other.
Their little pink feet were quite frostbitten, but they felt it was their duty to take a romantic view of the situation.
"Nonsense," growled the wolf. "I tell you that it is the fault of the government, and if you don't believe me, I shall eat you."
The wolf had a thoroughly practical mind and was never at a loss for a good argument.
"Well, for my own part," said